The racist interactions on dating apps aren't just hurtful, they're worsening users' mental health. That's according to findings from 2022 from University of Illinois researcher Ryan Wade, who studies how race and sexual orientation influence people's health. Illinois Student Newsroom's Owen Henderson spoke with Wade, who says different kinds of racist behaviors on dating apps harm the mental health of young, gay, Black men.
Sexual racism describes this hierarchy of desire within the context of people seeking intimate partners, where whiteness, essentially, or Eurocentric features are elevated as the most desirable characteristic in a partner, and essentially any non-white characteristics are devalued. I coined a construct called racialized sexual discrimination, or RSD for short. And so RSD essentially aims to measure the various manifestations of sexual racism that occur within an online dating context among gay men of color. Upon creating this measure, we were able to look at the association between encountering certain manifestations of RSD and subsequent mental health outcomes, namely depression and feelings of self-worth. And for this particular study, it was among a sample of young gay Black men.
So you mentioned psychological impact of these different types of RSD. Can you tell me a little bit more about the different types of RSD that you found had the most impact and what those impacts were?
We saw three in particular that really stood out. The first one that we saw was white superiority. And so white superiority just described sort of the broader, the general context of the dating environment where, again, whiteness is sort of elevated as the most desirable characteristic. And so we found that white superiority was associated with higher self-reported depressive symptoms among young gay Black men. Another one that emerged as significant was same-race rejection. And so that's exactly what it sounds like when folks are contacting men of their same race and they get rejected by men of their same race because of their race. So we found that same-race rejection was also associated with higher depressive symptoms among that study sample. And then the third major one was a subscale called white physical objectification. And when the sample encountered white physical objectification, that was associated with higher self-reported depressive symptoms, and it was also associated with lower feelings of self-worth. So that was the particular manifestation of RSD that was the most impactful.
I was wondering, could you tell me a little bit more about what drew you to this research to begin with?
I'm a health researcher, predominantly, and a racial and ethnic health disparities researcher specifically, with a concentration in mental health. And, you know, my work has been really situated at the intersection of race and sexual orientation. And at that intersection, with respect to Black men, the vast majority of research out there is all wholly concentrated on HIV, to the neglect of a whole slew of other critical health domains. And my broad program of research aims to fill in those gaps.
What do you think some next steps might be for this research?
Some of the things that I think about are developing sort of these awareness campaigns around RSD to try to combat it. I think about the It Gets Better campaign and the Trevor Project and the way that these initiatives have been leveraged to combat LGBTQ bullying. I could envision a similar campaign around RSD to try to disrupt that. Or there's also the option of creating alternative spaces that have sort of an anti-racist framework built into its digital infrastructure from the ground up. So there's a lot of different directions we could go.
That was University of Illinois Assistant Professor Ryan Wade speaking with student journalist Owen Henderson.